The government of Japan claims the country's economy is finally recovering from 2 decades of sliding prices and wages. And it says credit for the turnaround should go to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose policies have been dubbed Abenomics. But some economists don't see much difference between Abenomics and the policies that got Japan in trouble in the first place. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Tokyo.
Why would you buy something today if you know it's going to be cheaper tomorrow? That's the mentality that has dominated Japanese consumers since their country's stock market bubble burst in the early 1990s. Since then, the country's been stuck in a deflationary economy, which means that wages and prices keep going down, taking consumer spending along with them. Kozo Yamamoto is a lawmaker with the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Here's what he says he advised Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to do.
The most important thing is to change the people's expectation on inflation rate. Many Japanese had deflationary expectation. Then nobody consumes, nobody invests, because in the future the prices will go down.
Japan has pumped nearly $1.5 trillion into the economy in an attempt to create inflation, and it's increased government spending by $100 billion. The stock market is up, and thanks to a weaker Japanese currency, exports are up. The government says inflation is now at its highest level in nearly 5 years, and the economy grew at an annual rate of around 3% between April and June. To see what folks think about all this, I'm heading to Tokyo's Shinbashi district, where a lot of office workers go to take breaks and meet friends. I meet a guy named Daisuke Okada, who is a salesman of that uniquely Japanese drink, canned coffee and vending machines.
How do you feel in general about Abenomics, about the policies?
I don't feel that the economy is really picking up, at least not for me personally. But I do get the sense that some companies and consumers now have a more positive outlook on the economy, and they're acting on it more than before.
But Abenomics seems to be having even less impact in Tokyo's working-class Kamedo neighborhood. Tatsuhiro Mizuno runs a supermarket here. He takes great pride in offering his customers the lowest prices he can. A hand-lettered sign in his office sums up his philosophy: conserve everything. Mizuno says he hasn't seen any rise in people's wages or any change in their spending habits.
We sell daily necessities here. I think probably we'd be the last people to ever benefit from Abenomics.
Mizuno says that some imported foods are now more expensive, but he refuses to pass the extra cost on to his customers.
Our customers are very price conscious. Even a few yen's difference matters to them. I'm sure they'd be uncomfortable paying more, so actually, we cover the price rise for them.
Some economists note that fuel and food prices are the only ones going up. All other prices are still declining, suggesting that domestic demand is still weak. Noriko Hama of Doshisha University in Kyoto argues that much of Japan's stimulus money has gone into creating a stock market bubble, much like the one that sank the country into its so-called lost decades. She warns that Abenomics trickle-down theories just won't work.
I would rename it absolutely bad economics. I think it is just a ploy to create a bubble economy in the hope, I suppose, that people will forget about the deflationary reality that is pressuring them.
She sees Abe's policies as basically supply-side neoconservatism. She says they're designed to preserve the decades-old collusion between government and Japan Inc.
It's very much Rip Van Winkle economics, if you like, dreaming about the days of strong exports supported by a cheap yen, economic growth being sustained by public works spending.
Some prominent foreign economists have hailed Abenomics as a model for developed economies to follow. But Hama says that Abenomics threatened to make a very few people wealthy while leaving most ordinary Japanese behind. And she says that's not something worth emulating. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.